The Hot FM main news.
Thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 12 hours. Their headlines: Hot FM commended for 20 years of broadcasting excellence. Sunday Chanda calls for tougher laws to curb junkie-driven crime. And in international news, 18 missing after explosion at Tennessee Munitions Factory.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. The Independent Broadcasting Authority has commended Hot FM for upholding the highest standards of professionalism in broadcasting over the past 20 years. Speaking during the Hot at 20 celebration last evening, IBA Director General Webster Malido has described the milestone as a testament to the station's resilience, reverence, and strong connection with its audience. Mr. Malido has noted that Hot FM has played a significant role in fostering national dialogue over the years, and he urged broadcasters to maintain professionalism as the country approaches the 2026 general elections.
You agree with me that 20 years in broadcasting is no small achievement. Speaks to resilience, relevance, but more so, I think, a deep connection with the community that you serve. So, congratulations. From its establishment in 2005, Hot FM has grown to become one of Zambia's most vibrant and influential radio stations, known for its engaging talk shows, a diverse music selection, and a bold approach to current affairs. And through this, the station has become a very trusted platform where citizens are informed, educated, and entertained. And for this, again, the IBA commends you and your team.
Meanwhile, Hot FM Media Group Executive Chairperson Oscar Chavula has thanked the clients and personnel at Hot FM for their achievements and the consistency in the last 20 years.
We've invested heavily in our staff over the years through studies. We've sent people to China. We've sent people to school. We've done quite a number of things. So it's not just the scholarships that we give at Hot. It's also the scholarship and the training that we afford to many of our people internally. We want to say thank you for the many things that you people do. You go out of your way. This whole place, I didn't even flinch. I trusted that you pull it off because you're a well-trained people. But more so, I just want to be grateful. Guys, sometimes voices get raised sometimes, and sometimes we do kick chairs a bit, but the truth of it from the depth of my heart and the chair's heart has always been that we are grateful.
And Media Owners Association of Zambia President Costa Monza has commended Hot FM for being an agenda setter and shaping the narrative in the political, civic and democratic discourse of the country.
Without Hot, there would have been not so many of us. I remember one day being told by yourself how much I did believe in myself and how much I had contributed and how you encouraged me to branch off and set up my own with Diamond. And I also believe that so many of us have birthed so many projects, so many radio stations and so many other things through your business mentorship, through your leadership, both yourself and Zach. So for that, I would like to say thank you. And a huge congratulations to the Hot Media family for 20 years. It's not so easy for a local and indigenous business to survive Zambia's business environment.
Kanchivia Member of Parliament Sunday Chanda has called for urgent legislative and law enforcement action in response to the alarming rise in violent crimes committed by drug-influenced youth, commonly referred to as junkies. Mr. Chanda has expressed concern over the escalating wave of attacks, stating that communities across the country are under siege. He has described the current situation as both tragic and unacceptable, criticizing the tendency to downplay such acts under the guise of unemployment or youthful delinquency. Mr. Chanda has urged members of parliament, the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security, and the Zambia Police Service to respond with the urgency the crisis demands. He has emphasized that those convicted should not be eligible for fines, probation, or suspended sentences.
I therefore call upon my fellow members of parliament, the Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, the Zambia Police, to treat the situation with the urgency it deserves. And as parliamentarians, we must move swiftly to strengthen our laws, ensuring stiffer penalties and mandatory imprisonment for those found guilty of these violent drug-related offences. And to be clear, convicts should have no option of a fine, probation, or suspended sentence. In this situation, the court must have no discretion to give lighter punishment or alternative sentence. Imprisonment must become compulsory by law.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency has officially launched 41 new compulsory standards, bringing the total number to 102 from 61, in a major step towards improving consumer safety and product quality across the country. The newly introduced standards cover a wide range of sectors, including solar energy products, packaging materials, construction materials, food items, and tomato-based products, among others. Speaking at the launch, ZICSA Executive Director Gerald Chizinga has emphasized that the expanded set of compulsory standards reflects the agency's unwavering commitment to public safety and economic development.
This two-pronged approach through enforcement and education is essential in enhancing compliance among its market players and protection of the consumer. Enforcement of these 41 new compulsory standards officially begins this month. We urge all manufacturers, importers, and suppliers of products covered by compulsory standards to familiarize themselves with the requirements of these standards and ensure compliance.
And officiating at the event, Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry, Chipoka Mlenga, has underscored the importance of the new standards in protecting consumers, particularly in the wake of increased demand for solar products due to ongoing load shedding.
Yet, we have witnessed also in the recent past where the solar panels catch a fire, houses get gutted because of that, among many other things. Solar batteries get blown up, yet we have paid so much money towards these products. We have seen people get some beverages, wine, juice, water, normal drinks. Little do we suspect that those are counterfeits.
Gwembe Town Council has commenced the construction of the 4-kilometer Jongola Road under the Zambia Devolution Support Fund. The project is expected to ease transportation challenges faced by residents of Jongola Ward, particularly during the rainy season. Speaking during the commencement of works, Council Secretary Hachongo Hawacha said the project reflects government's commitment to decentralization and equitable infrastructure development across all parts of the Gwembe district. Mr. Hawacha said the road will connect key community facilities such as the school and the health facility.
So this is Jongola Road, a stretch of 4 kilometers to connect from the main Chipepo Road to Gwembe district. Stretch goes up to the school and the clinic. There's a new clinic that is being done under 2025 CDF. So this road is under Zambia Devolution Support Project funded by the World Bank. And we do hope that the road will be completed in less than 2 weeks.
And Jongola Ward Councillor Mispa Hamulea has disclosed that the construction of the 4 kilometers road has not been done in over 27 years.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Poultry Association of Zambia says that demand for eggs, feed and chicks has declined due to ongoing electricity challenges affecting consumers. PAS Executive Manager Dominic Chanda has told Hot FM News that although poultry farmers are benefiting from reduced feed prices, currently selling at 700